Ion Llewellyn Idrys, 1889-1979. Ion Llewellyn Idrys could write a book in 2 months and, more than once, published 3 books in a year. His contribution to Australian publishing was epic and far-reaching, and his own childhood memories contributed to The Silver City, one of the best-loved histories of Broken Hill and surrounds. Ion Idrys was the son of Walter Owen, the sheriff at the Broken Hill Jail, and Juliet Idrys, a member of the District Nurses Association. Walter presided over the city's only execution in 1907, and, in 1908, Juliet died from typhoid fever after nursing 17-year-old Ion through the same disease. She is buried in the Broken Hill Cemetery. With wanderlust in his blood, Ion set off again after school to become an itinerant worker in New South Wales. He found employment as dingo shooter, rabbit poisoner, shearer, boundary rider, drover, sandalwood harvester, and opal miner. His first published piece in the Bulletin in 1910 was about opal mining at Lightning Ridge in New South Wales. When war came in 1914, Ion Idrys enlisted, fought in Palestine, Sinai, and Turkey, and was wounded in Gallipoli. After the war, he travelled to Cape York in the remote north of Queensland, from where he travelled to the Northern Territory and Western and Central Australia. Over this period, he added gold prospecting and buffalo shooting to his list of qualifications and spent months travelling with the Aboriginal people of the Cape York region. He later wrote of what he had observed and experienced. Ion Idrys settled in Sydney in 1928, married in 1932, and became a freelance writer. He was a natural storyteller with an eye for detail and an ear for the spoken language of the outback. He believed in and was optimistic about the future of Australia, as well as having a fascination with its past. His voice was a combination of the heroic and romantic interlaced with historical and social themes, and it resonated strongly with his readers. He sold more than 3 million books when the country had a population of only 7 million people. He described himself writing like stinking hell, which he must have done to publish 47 books in his lifetime, including the best-selling biographies Flynn of the Inland on John Flynn, founder of the Royal Flying Doctor Service, and The Cattle King, the story of Sir Sidney Kidman. Ion Llewellyn Idrys was hugely influential in the resurgence of Australian publishing between the 1940s to 1960s. His natural writing voice was also immediate and unaffected, reflecting Australian culture and connecting with Australian readers. The writing style he established influenced a new generation of authors. He was awarded an OBE in 1968.